SAP's AI cost squeeze, an App Store retraction, and what we might be getting wrong. SAP, the German enterprise software company with over 100,000 employees and annual revenue exceeding 35 billion euros, has halted most travel and paused hiring, according to 404 Media. The stated reason is that AI infrastructure costs have become the dominant line item in the technology budget, crowding out discretionary spending. GPU compute for AI inference and training is expensive. A single H100 GPU carries a price tag of around $30,000. And organizations running large language models at production scale need clusters of them. For a company that has made significant public commitments to AI-powered features across its product suite, those costs compound quickly. The 12-comment Hacker News thread split between sympathy and skepticism. The skeptical camp noted that halting travel and hiring at a company with a market capitalization of roughly 270 billion euros as of mid-2026 suggests either that AI costs are a convenient justification for cuts planned on other grounds, or that SAP's AI investments are producing costs without yet producing commensurate revenue. An industry-level counterargument emerged in discussion. Companies that built on cloud APIs rather than owning GPU clusters may be in a materially better position, since hyperscalers including AWS, Azure, and Google Cloud have been cutting AI inference pricing aggressively in 2026. The assumption most worth stress testing, as the show's own analysis framed it, is that falling inference prices will not rescue the business case. If next-generation hardware delivers the efficiency gains that have been previewed, and if software-level optimization in frameworks like VLLM continues to compound, enterprise AI running costs could fall 40 to 60% within 18 months, turning SAP's freeze into a temporary correction rather than a structural industry shift. The proposed signal to watch: enterprise SaaS renewal rates for AI-forward products in late 2026. If customers renew at premium tiers and AI features visibly drive retention, the cost problem is solvable. If AI becomes table stakes included in base pricing, margin pressure will be structural. John Gruber's Daring Fireball published a retraction of an App Store rejection of the Week post, acknowledging that Apple's rejection was in fact correct and that the original write-up had misunderstood the guideline being applied. The retraction drew 214 points and 27 comments, with the Hacker News thread largely praising Gruber for giving the correction the same visibility as the original story. Several commenters observed that App Store criticism sometimes conflates legitimate policy enforcement with arbitrary rejection, making it harder to identify cases where Apple is genuinely acting in bad faith. Researchers at Ghent University built a local positioning system using ultra-wideband radio transceivers, the same technology underlying iPhone precision location features, to track runners in a 12-hour loop event to within 30 centimeters, filling the gap where GPS is unreliable indoors or in dense urban environments. And for anyone near the continental U.S. path of totality, EclipseFan.org has published an open-source interactive map for the August 12th solar eclipse using OpenStreetMap data. With a cloud forecast overlay and 3D shadow projection, that communities along the path have been using to coordinate viewing events.